Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
It's falling apart at the seams, friends. It's falling apart. You know what I really like about this place that I work here at the Radio Ranch?
What do you like?
I love our job, obviously. We have a blast, and everybody here is fantastic. But I do love the fact that my microphone wasn't working and that the suggestion from the Department of Engineering was to unplug it and plug it back in.
Yeah.
And you would be amazed, friends, how often that works. For everything.
And it did work.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I used to be a big, I still am, a big proponent of the let something sit and it will fix itself.
Yes.
I've got a microwave, as you know, that's on the, it's all crapped
right.
out, right?
How'd that go?
I've got it unplugged right now.
Oh,
I'm going to let it sit for a couple of days and then plug it back in. I got a feeling it'll work.
You never know. It's the craziest thing.
Yeah.
All right. So this is working now. I'm very stoked. We just unplugged it. Plugged it back in.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's fantastic.
Fancy equipment.
All right, Megyn Kelly's out, friends.
Yeah, it's
over.
Oh,
it's over.
We suspected this yesterday when they canceled that show yesterday and ran a rerun.
Yeah.
I'll be surprised if they even run a rerun now.
Megyn Kelly is reportedly out at NBC, and she wants to make sure she takes her massive pay package with her after being yanked from the network over those blackface comments. However, the network may try to find a loophole because of her comments. Her lawyers are meeting with NBC's today. Can you imagine? I mean, the pressure that's on this lawyer, because NBC is going to say, hey, it's in your clause that you can't say that crap. Mm. And that lawyer, so it's, she's sending in a man to make her or break her of $50 million.
Right.
Just one guy. He's going in there like...
it's that Ronan Farrow guy, right?
I'm not sure his name.
I think
probably.
It's Ronan Farrow. And if it is, it's that writer, isn't it? Is that writer for the for one of the New York papers that started the whole hashtag MeToo movement?
Well, that person is going in as a witness.
Yeah.
That's not the lawyer, though.
That person's in there just to try to catch NBC slipping up.
That is true. Yeah, that's true. She's bringing the MeToo lawyer in, not lawyer, the MeToo person that started that whole thing just as a witness, just to shake him up a little bit.
This is the person that wrote the scathing article about Harvey Weinstein. That brought him down.
Correct.
Yeah.
And also the person that NBC said, you can't come on our show and talk about it, supposedly. And that's where it went to where did they end up printing that?
New Yorker.
Is that where it was?
I think the New Yorker magazine or something.
Anyway, so here's what happened is that this guy is going to go in and go, hey, so I know that we make $25 million a year. And I know she said that little comment, but it was just something stupid she said, but it doesn't go as a moral clause. So let's just go ahead and pay her the $25 million a year. Let's just go ahead and do that.
That's exactly what they're going to do, too. They're going to walk in there and they're going to say, wait a minute. Wait, I understand if she went on and she was like just berating somebody and became really racist or whatever. But the way she said it, I don't think she broke a clause here. I think you got to pay her.
Because it was just her opinion.
That's not me saying it.
No, that's how they're going to present
it. That's how they're going to
present it. They're going to say, this is Megan's opinion. She's allowed to have her opinion. And so you still need to pay her about $40 million.
She's going to get the money, too.
I believe she will.
I think she will.
I believe she will. Good for you, Megyn Kelly, y'all. Not having to work, making $50 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
You never know if these things are going to work out that way, but boy, it's going to work out pretty nice if she gets the money.
And not only that, but they're saying now that she's probably going to join Fox News again. So she's going to get $50 million from NBC, and then she's going to go over to Fox and make like $10 million more.
I know. Is that crazy?
Yes. We are underpaid, friend. We are underpaid. I need to go.
That is crazy that she skipped out of Fox where she made a buku of money. She skips out of there. She goes over to NBC. She gets $25 million a year. She's already got $25 million of that. And then another $50 on top, and she gets to go back and get a bigger contract.
Exactly. Didn't she screw them over? Why does she get to go back?
And she gets to sleep in.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a job.
Here's the other rumor that Kelly Clarkson will be taking her place. That's a better fit for doilies and like arts and crap and everything Megyn Kelly they were trying to make her do that didn't fit at all.
Well, they announced, remember, Kelly Clarkson was going to have a show that starts next year. So maybe they're going to move her up fast.
Megyn Kelly is allegedly on her way out, and it says Kelly Clarkson on her way in. Sources say the head honchos at the network think it might be the perfect time to give her the today. She has a huge fan base and is extremely well-liked and completely relatable. Whereas Megyn Kelly is not very relatable. When she was making doilies, what did I say to you? I said, that woman is a lawyer. She's a political know-it-all. And they're making her make, like, what was it? She was making rabbits out of something. Marshmallows or something.
I remember that day?
And I said, this is not going to work.
We were watching yesterday one of the reruns. And remember, they had some guy laying on the floor lifting his legs so his blood would flow better.
Yeah.
They were getting blood flowing tips.
We're like,
what the hell?
I remember this.
Yesterday.
It just doesn't work. It doesn't work. So,
you know, and I think that's a horrible time slot to begin with. You know, that 9 o'clock, people go to work. It's just not a good TV time slot.
No.
And with Fox, remember, she was at night.
Yeah, and she was good.
Much better.
She was good in politics. All right, anyway. So we'll see if Kelly Clarkson fits in there. Poor Johnny Depp, man.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Don't know.
You guys.
Now, is Disney just mad at him or what?
Here's the deal. Johnny Depp has been kicked to the curb by Disney for the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Either way.
Yep. Depp played Captain Jack Sparrow in five Pirates movies over the past 15 years. And they said, hey, we're rebooting because you are a lot of trouble and people are worried about you and you're scrawny and look like you're doing drugs and you have a lot of problems with Amber Heard. And so we don't want to be a part of it because we're Disney.
Could be the death, too, of the Pirates of the Caribbean.
It could be.
Yeah, because, yeah. I mean, Jack Sparrow is it.
It's it.
I mean, that is the character that Johnny does so well, and I don't know if you're going to replace him.
I agree.
And I kind of feel like the Pirates of the Caribbean, I kind of feel like they lost it after the third one.
I never saw one of them, so I'm not one to judge. I don't know anything about them. I know people love the franchise, but I don't know.
The first two.
I haven't seen them. I feel bad. P. Diddy wants to tell... Why is P. Diddy telling us how he grew up Amish?
He was on Ellen and was just talking about it.
We were
discussing it.
You were right.
Did you ask Dylan?
Yeah, I asked Dylan about it. We were talking about it.
By the way, I told Jamie,
I think Dylan put in all the audio today.
He said, I don't think Sean's even working. It's all Dylan doing things now.
Yeah, am I right, Sean?
I think Sean's checked out on the show.
Yeah, no, Sean. Take a look at the board here. It's nowhere near what it normally is.
Well, Dylan put in audio this morning, yes.
Yeah.
Well, you had to ask him what it was about. You called it. You totally called it.
Well, because one of the carts here has a McRib commercial, but it says the Greatest Showman soundtrack. It's very confusing.
No, but you called it to be off the air.
I said that.
We think that Sean's given up. Let's just be honest. let's say what we said off the air. Sean has given up.
And the one, never mind. I'll tell you off the air. I just need it redone because I can't even read it. It's so small.
All right. Anyway, I guess...
Let's see what Dylan finds entertaining.
Okay, let's do that. I like this. All right, here we go.
When I was a child, staying with an Amish family, my mother used to send me away for the Fresh Air Fund. Now, I had a great time with this Amish family. I was like maybe 8.
And how long did you stay with the Amish family?
I did 3 years, but you know they don't have any electricity, no television,
no
phone.
Where did you stay? Where?
In Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And as a
hobby... People are laughing because they don't think you're telling the truth, but you did.
No. Hold on.
They think you're making...
The Amish family. I was in a horse and buggy and everything.
Yeah.
I cannot see P. Diddy in a horse and buggy. Can you?
No.
With no electricity, he doesn't have like a boombox or anything. That's crazy.
He said when he was 8 years old, he stayed with this family over in Lancaster.
Yeah. I mean, I think it'd be fun to stay with an Amish family for like a weekend just to see how they live. I would like that, but not for a month.
Yeah.
Woo!
I'd say maybe an hour.
Yeah.
They would kick me to the curb. Yeah. They kicked me out of the buggy because I pulled out my cell phone.
That's so crazy. Oh, yeah, you couldn't have that either.
No.
Apple CEO Tim Cook talks about how it was or what it was like when he came out as gay.
I did not do it for other CEOs to come out. It wasn't even in my mind. I was the first, which is kind of shocking that I was the first. Now I think
you're proud of it.
I'm very proud of it. I am very proud of it. Yes, absolutely. To me, it is God's greatest gift to me.
You go, Tim.
Cook.
Yeah.
Good for you, Mr. First CEO to come out.
Mm-hmm.
He also talks about how he decided to go public. Ish. Not.
Well, there's nothing on that card.
I was public because I began to receive stories from kids. They were going through being bullied, feeling like their family didn't love them, being pushed out of their home. And I started saying, you know, I've kept me to my small circle. And I started thinking, you know, that is a selfish thing to do at this point. I need to show them that you can be gay and still go on and do some big jobs in life, that there's a path there.
You know, I had a producer, and he, well, and we're still friends. He was 26. Now he's about 30 or something like that. His parents have no idea that he is gay.
Really?
I think it's so, and I say to him all the time, I'm like, and it's not my life.
Is he afraid to tell him?
He's terrified to tell him.
You know, my son went through that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
How horrible.
When he told me, he was scared to death.
Really?
He thought that I would be so angry with him. And I guess you just get that in your head, you know.
Yeah.
And it was completely the opposite. I mean, I literally sat there with him, and I'm like, son, why would you ever think that any decision you make or any, you know, anything that you need
where
to tell
me. Where you're not hurting anybody.
That I would be, yeah. Well, even if he hurt somebody and ended up in jail or something, I wouldn't give up on loving him.
Well, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, even if he did do something, there's nothing he could do that would stop that, you know, that would stop me from caring. And I told him that, but he was scared to death.
I'm sure the relief he had was amazing.
He couldn't believe it. He goes, Dad, that was nothing like what I thought it was going to be. And I'm like, I don't know why you expected it to be different than that. I said,
that's why I was telling Ryan. I was like, get this off your shoulders to your parents. And I said this. I go, yeah. My guess is they know, buddy. I mean, you know, you're a little.
Do you know his parents?
No, I don't know them.
So maybe he knows a lot
well,
more than you and
does.
I know,
does,
and
yeah.
that his dad might be completely, you know, just shun him or just disown him.
Yeah, but your son thought you would, too, and didn't you already kind of know?
Suspected.
Yeah.
Suspected, but at that point, I wasn't living in that house, you know, when this period started.
Okay.
So we didn't have the communication that we would have normally had just a year or so earlier.
Yeah, it totally does.
He was terrified.
Again, it's not my, you know, it's Ryan's life, obviously. But I always think about him and think, gosh, because he'll do this on purpose. And he told me he does this on purpose. His mom is on Facebook.
Yeah.
So he'll actually post pictures with girls at different, you know, like his friends, just to show his mom, like, look, see, I'm like kind of dating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's fooling himself with that.
I know.
Society today, I mean, we're very understanding,
yeah,
sympathetic, you know, and understand that it's a struggle and, you know, that it is the way of the world.
Well, Ryan is afraid, like, the church won't accept his mom if she accepts him. So it goes even deeper with church and all that
stuff.
Where
are they from?
Iowa. And it's a very Midwest Baptist, you know.
I get it.
Holy roller kind of place. Anyway, and by the way, you're making people cry.
What?
Let me read some text to you. Wow, BJ, you just made me cry talking about your son.
Oh, geez, don't cry. It's Friday, guys.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Somebody said, good for you, BJ. That's amazing that you speak to your son like that. And then,
well, it was just a conversation at Chili's. We were having.
Is that where you guys at? That's where he came out to you at Chili's.
Oh yeah, and we had nachos. Yeah, I remember what we ordered. and those chili fries?
Yeah.
Oh, man, they're delicious.
Did you have a, I'm a baby back. No. I'm a baby back.
No baby backs, no. but it was, I remember exactly.
So let me ask you this, and this is probably too personal. So when he told you he's gay, did you ever think about him being with another man? Like, no.
I don't think about my son, my oldest son, being with a woman.
Stepping with a woman? You never think about him
I think that would be weird if I did.
Yeah, because she's hot.
You know, I mean, but you see what I'm saying? I don't think you think that way. Yeah. I don't think about my kids with anyone.
You know they think about you.
They do? Yeah. I don't think they do.
Yeah, they totally they think about their dad naked. I think they stupid.
I think they block that out as much as they could.
They're like, I bet my dad has that elephant underwear.
So?
Do you ever remember that first time that you looked through your parents' drawers and found something that, like something sexy and you're like, oof.
No.
You don't?
No,
I do.
I never did.
Yeah. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Burned in your brain for life. Yeah. Like, what in the hell is this? My parents are not sexy people. Anyway, what else do I have for you? Oh, yeah. This is a crazy story. Did you see that Survivor? They had to, like, jump ship because of that cyclone?
No.
So they were filming. They were filming Survivor in Tahiti, I think.
South Pacific.
Okay. And they were filming it, and all of a sudden they're like, hey, there's a cyclone coming, and we need to get off the island. And everybody's like, well, what are we going to do? And so they got to go, and they took off, and I guess their entire camp was destroyed. Everything. They all would have died.
I saw the pictures this morning, and this thing had no coverage whatsoever because I guess the bombs are bigger news story. But this typhoon is like the most, I think, intense, most powerful storm to hit Earth. Hit all of Earth in like many years. It's unbelievable how big this thing
really?
Is. Yeah, some of the pictures this morning, and it wiped out everything. It wiped out everything it came in contact with.
I told you I was in a cyclone in Australia, and nobody believes me.
Really?
Yes.
Now, what's the difference?
Well,
it's one because of what side of the planet they're on. It's called a cyclone.
I believe that's true.
And it's the same. They're the same as a hurricane, right?
Yeah, yeah. It was same crazy.
Thing. But I think on one side of the planet, it's called a cyclone. And on our hemisphere, it's a hurricane, right?
Yeah, that's what I understand. Because I was like, why are they calling it a cyclone? We looked it up and everything. So we had one of those hotel rooms where you open up your sliding glass doors to the swimming pool.
Yeah.
The entire swimming pool was in our hotel room.
Get out of here.
It all blown into room.
Wow.
Through the creases of the sliding glass doors. It was pretty terrifying. Being a single mom with a little kid in Australia during a cyclone is terrifying. Let me tell you something. No power, no nothing. No ATM. It was weird. Oh, well. Anyway, somebody said gross. Did I really have to think about BJ naked? Let's all do it.
It's not that bad.
Let's all take a moment.
Yeah,
Sean, do you want to take a moment? Let's all think about BJ naked.
Come on, guys.
Everybody.
Let's all hold hands when we do it.
Wait, let me think.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.